这婴孩是谁? What child is this?
全世界有超过25亿的人宣称这个婴孩是他们的救主。More
than 2.7 million people proclaim this child as their Lord.
截至今年，有74亿人口，因为超过30%相信这位婴孩是他们生命的救主。
Of today, there are more than 7.4 billion dollars. More than 30% of these people who say the child is their savior.
他们敬拜他,
they worship him.
他们遵从他,
they worship him.
他们跟随他,
they follow him.
这婴孩是谁?
What child is this?
他在那之后有一群跟随他的人。
Behind him, they are group of followers.
愿意付尽生命的代价来跟从他,
who would pay the price of their life to follow him.
面对当时候罗马帝国的逼迫,
facing the oppression from the Roman government,
不论是被火烧,
burned to death,
不论是被丢进斗兽场中跟狮子, 互相的撕咬,
or being thrown into the den of lions.
他们始终坚定不懈地跟随这位耶稣,
but they never give up. They follow his steps.
他们坚持到第四世纪的时候颠覆了整个罗马帝国。
They persisted until the 4th century. They literally overthrew the Roman Empire.
这个起于社会底层的宗教，最后成为罗马帝国的国教。
This faith who came from the very bottom society eventually became the national religion of the Roman Empire.
这婴孩是谁?
What child is this?
并着他，我们改变了整个纪元的方式。
Because of him, we change our way of counting the years.
今天我们所谓的西元前、西元后，是因着他的出生而有的改变。Now
we say that B.C. and A.D. all based on the birth of this child.
echo调小一点，echo太强了，所以只有回声。我讲到哪里了？<笑>这个echo很尴尬。 这婴孩究竟是谁?
Who is this child?
今天你要认识一个人，大概有两个方式。
Today, if you want to know a person, there are two ways.
一个是他自己介绍他自己,
or by introducing himself.
一个是别人介绍他给你认识,
or somebody else introducing him to somebody else.
而我们去认识这婴孩究竟是谁? 我们也同样通过他的自我介绍，也通过别人介绍来认识他。
The way we know this child is by the introduction by himself or through other people.
以赛亚书第9章第6节里面，是这位上帝自我的启示，同时也是这位上帝透过先知来告诉我们他究竟是谁。
In Isaiah 9:6, that is the gospel revelation. Also, it's a revelation through the prophet Isaiah.
这段经文告诉我们说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这段先知讲的话有一个非常特别的地方。What here said by the prophet,
there's something very special.
这位先知介绍这个婴孩所说的话, 是发生在这个婴孩出生700多年前。
What is the description given by Prophet Isaiah she said this more than 700 years before the birth of this child.
在西元前700多年，就是所谓西元前8世纪的时候
，in the 8th century BC，
在地中海东边的一个小国家叫做犹大。
There was a country, a small country, named Judea.
这个国家当时候正面对其他邻国两个邻国同时的攻击。
This Judea at that time was facing attack from two enemy countries.
那时候所有全国的百姓心中非常的恐慌害怕。
The people in Judea at that time, they were their heart were filled with trepidation and fear. And then the
面对那强势的敌人，圣经说他们心跳动。
The Bible says their heart were trembling facing this threat from the mighty neighbors.
他们心跳动，如同风吹动树林，树在摇动一样。
Their heart were trembling like the wind blowing through the woods.
当时候，先知以赛亚被上帝差遣去向这一群害怕的百姓讲话。
The prophet Isaiah was sent by God to proclaim God's message to this fearful people.
上帝差遣以赛亚去跟当时犹大国的国王亚哈斯说，
Isaiah was sent to God just as the king of Judea.
上帝透过以赛亚跟他们说，不要害怕。
Isaiah said to them, "Don't be afraid."
这两个国家的图谋不会成就。
The scheme of these two countries, the enemy countries, will not be successful.
他们的攻击不会伤害你。
Their attack will not hurt you.
上帝透过以赛亚带来的安慰，有一个非常重要的一个记号。
The comfort brought forth by Isaiah from God had a unique sign.
上帝说：“你们会看到有一个婴孩降生。
You will see a child will be born.
这个婴孩代表上帝的同在。
This child represents.The presence of God.
这个婴孩是那位奇妙的测试，是那位全能的神，是那位永在的父，和平的君。
This God, what we call Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
上帝的话语在人家主前700多年的时候，带给当时的国家一个安慰。
This news offered by Isaiah.Give hope and comfort to these people at that time.
而在2700多年后的今天，上帝的这段话仍然要带给我们安慰。
And more than 2700 years later, what was said by Isaiah still can bring hope and joy to us too.
在你我个人每一个人的生命当中，我们可能又遇到一些的问题。
Each one of us in our life, we're going to face our problem.
我们可能会有一些健康的问题
，health problem.
我们会有一些财务的状况
，financial problem.
我们可能会有家庭里面的冲突
，family.
我们有婚姻的一些裂痕
，the marriage problem.
我们会有亲子的冲突
，the parents and the parental children.
甚至可能国家当中有许多。内在的这些纷争跟挑战
a lot of conflicts and problems within the nation.
而我们同样可以透过这段2700年前上帝所说的话得到安慰。
Through what the God said in 2700 years ago, still we can find hope.
这不代表说我们因着这段话，所以我们所有的问题都会一刃而解。
That doesn't mean just because God said this, and our problems will all disappear.
但是可以透过这段话，让我们在面对生命当中的难处时，有一个不同眼光来看待这些困难。
But through promise of God, when we face our own challenges in our life, we can put it into a different perspective.
所以，我们透过这段经文来认识到底这位婴孩是谁。
through this scripture, we can choose to know who is the child.
第一个, 圣经告诉我们说, 这个婴孩, 他的名字叫做奇妙,
First, the scripture says, He is a wonderful counselor.
什么叫测试?
What is a counselor?
圣经当中有的时候把这个测试翻译做谋士。
Sometimes they use the word divide.
我们用一些古代的中国古代话，像打仗的时候有军师。
Or in Chinese, the battles were called strategists.
用今天的话讲，就是一些顾问。
Or consultants.
一些专业的咨询人员。
Experts.
比如说这个顾问可以是一个人。
Sometimes the expert can be one person.
有时候可以是一群人,
sometimes can be a group of people.
有时候可以不是人,
or sometimes can even can be a non-human too.
昨天我问我的太太说, 妈妈这个字是什么意思?
Yesterday my daughter broke asked my wife what does this word mean?
我的儿子跳着说,
my son says, said,
Bro, 你可以问 Siri.
Bro, you can ask Siri.
今天我们有太多的来源可以去咨询，去得到答案。
Notice we have many channels through which we can obtain our answers.
今天可以找到理财顾问、爱情顾问、投资顾问、留学顾问、各样的顾问。
Yeah, we can now find advice for every kinds of things you need, like finance, marriage, going to study abroad, whatever.
但是这位婴孩他所带给我们的不是这些告诉我们你怎么投资，你要买哪一只股票。
This child we're talking about as a counselor, he is not here to tell us what kind of investment we should do, what kind of stock we should buy.
他不是在教你怎么去追女朋友。
He will not tell you which girl you should go after.
他不是告诉你你要怎么去找到选择最好的学校。
He will not tell you which school is best for you.
他所告诉我们的是关乎人生命最重要的事情。
What he tells us is the ultimate, the most important thing about our life.
是关乎你跟我生命的事情。
It's about the life of you and me.
圣经说，当这婴孩成长之后，他四处的传讲上帝的福音。
When this child grew up, he went everywhere to proclaim the salvation of God.
有一天，他在河边看见一群渔夫在打鱼。
One day he went to a lake. He saw a bunch of fishermen.
他告诉他们,
he told them.
你们来跟从我,
you need to follow, you will follow me.
我要叫你们能够读得人如得鱼。
I will show you how to be a fisher of men.
你们要能够成为改变的生命的渔夫。
You will be a fisherman who will change people's life.
有一个晚上有一个犹太的官来找耶稣。
One night there's a Jewish official who came to see Jesus.
这个人非常的聪明。
This person was very smart.
他非常的了解上帝的律法。
He understood very well the laws of Moses.
他来询问耶稣关于天国的事情。
He asked Jesus about the matters of heaven.
耶稣告诉他,
and Jesus told him,
人若不从圣灵重生, 就不能够进上帝的国。
A man cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we're born again through Holy Spirit.
有一次耶稣在一个井旁口渴，向一个妇人要水喝。
One day Jesus he was tired and traveling and asked water from a woman at Jacob's well.
这个妇人很好奇，我是一个撒玛利亚人，是被犹太人所讨厌的。
This woman was very surprised and said to Jesus, I am a Samaritan woman. Why do you ask me for water? Because Jews at that time, they despised the Samaritan people.
其实耶稣借着这个跟他逃水的机会，向他分享一个重要的信息。
In the truth, God, Jesus wanted to share the gospel with this woman who asked for water.
耶稣告诉他
，Jesus talked to him.
今天你喝这井里的水，你喝了还会再。
Jesus said, "If you drink from this well, you will be thirsty again."
但你若喝我所赐给你生命的活水，你必永远不渴。
But if you drink the living water from me,You will never be thirsty.
这耶稣也向这世界的人发出一个诚挚的邀请。
This Jesus, he also sent the same song message, invitation to all the people around the world.
他说
，He says,
凡劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，我必叫你们得安息。
All these people who are weary and burdened, come to me. I will give you rest.
不管这耶稣是像那渔夫说的，像那犹太人的官说的，像那井旁的妇人说的。
What he said to the fishermen and the Galilean, or said to this Jewish official or the Samaritan woman.
耶稣其实在告诉我们，你需要来。信靠这位上帝，你会得着永远生命的盼望。
Only through Him that we can obtain this hope of eternal salvation.
各位，圣经里面讲永生，不是我们华人习惯想的那种长生不老。
The eternal life of talk in the Bible.It's very different from the what we think in our Chinese culture.
不是像秦始皇派人去海上求仙丹，希望可以永远不会死。
It's very different from the way that the Emperor Qin wanted to find this elixir, which he could take and would never die.
圣经讲永生是在形容人可以跟上帝建立一个美好和谐的关系。
When the eternal life mentioned the Bible describes this perfect and harmonious relationship between man and God.
因着人的犯罪
，because of the sin of man.
因着人的败坏
，because of man's corruption.
人跟上帝是敌对。
Man rebelled against God.
而这耶稣所告诉我们的最有智慧的建议，就是告诉我们回转归向他。
The wisest advice given by Jesus is to ask us to turn back, to repent.
我们需要透过耶稣再次的跟这位上帝建立那个和睦的关系。
We have to establish again this harmonious relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
第二，这位婴孩，他的名叫做全能的神。
The second name for this child is Mighty God.
圣经从很多方面形容这位上帝伟大的能力。
The main place in the Bible describe the mighty power of this God.
这位上帝用他的话语创造了宇宙万物。
He created the world by his word.
他说要有光，就有了光。
He said, let there be light. There the light existed.
他的话语创造了我们今天所看到的日、月、星辰、山川、海洋。
Everything we see now.No matter the star, moon, sun, and the mountain, river, all created by Him.
圣经说他的能力不单彰显在创造上，还彰显在上帝对这个世界的看顾。
His power is not only revealed in the creation of the world; His power is also revealed in the care of this world.
上帝给这个世界一个秩序。
The God gave the order to this universe.
我们每天可以看到太阳从东边升起，从西边落下。
Every day the sun rises from the east and settles down in the west.
我们一年可以经历春夏秋冬。
We have a season change every year.
我们把一个东西丢出去，我们看到它，它会落在地面，而不是跑去外太空。
If we throw an object, the object will drop to the ground instead of flying out of space.
这一切都是上帝护理的工作。
All this is maintained by God's word.
上帝的能力也彰显在他的无所不在。
God's mind is also showing the presence, ever presence of God of Him.
圣经说：“我往哪里去躲避上帝的面？”
Looking at escape the God's face.
我往哪里去逃避上帝的脸？
Where can I escape from the presence of God's spirit?
我到最高的高山，我到最深的海底，上帝都在。
Whether I climb up the tallest mountain or I stand into the deepest pit of the ocean, God is still with me.
上帝的能力也彰显在行那许多的神迹奇事上。
God's His mighty power also revealed through the wonders He has done throughout history.
上帝透过那焚而不毁的荆棘显出他的圣洁。
God shows his holiness through the bush on fire but not burn.
上帝在他的子民与仇敌征战的时候，使天上的太阳一日不动，彰显他的能力。
When his people in struggle with his enemies, he steal the sun for a whole day in the sky.
但是这位上帝最大的神迹显在于他为人而死。
The most profound, the biggest wonder done by this God is himself humble himself, become a man.
这位有能力创造诸天万物的上帝，却甘愿成为一个微小的婴儿。
This powerful God of who created everything we see became a small child.
体验人一切的软弱。
He will experience all the weakness and sufferings of man.
受尽人一切的试探诱惑。
He will face all the temptations and humiliations.
最终被钉在十字架上，为人类的罪付上自己的生命。
In the end, he will be put on the cross and died for the sins of all mankind.
圣经说，基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们而死，因此显出上帝对我们的爱。
God revealed His love by Jesus, being on the cross when we are still sinners.
上帝的能力也不只彰显在让这位耶稣为我们死。
God's power is not just limited to the sacrifice by Christ.
透过耶稣的复活，让我们看见这位上帝有胜过死亡的能力。
And through the resurrection of this child, God shows power over death.
而今天在世上的我们，也可以因着这位耶稣基督复活，我们也有那将来复活的盼望。
For us who still live now through the resurrection of Christ, we can have that hope of the resurrection with Him in the future.
成为一个基督徒，一个最大的盼望就是我们有一个来世复活的生命。
The biggest hope for us is we will resurrect with Christ in the coming life.
因着一个将来复活的盼望，我们看待今天的生命是不一样的。
Because we have this hope, we will see our life in current life in a different perspective.
因为有将来复活的喜乐，我们可以轻看今天的羞辱。
Because of the joy of future resurrection, we can face.The humiliation with joy.
因为有将来复活的生命，有一个新的肉体，我们可以轻看今天我们世上所经历一切的疾病。
because of the future body, glorified body, we can face with a comfort. But the diseases we undergo right now.
今生所经受的一切痛苦患难是真实的。
The suffering, the pain we're experiencing now, they are real.
但是他们会很快的过去。
But they are temporary.
而我们将要得着上帝所应许那永远复活的新的生命。
But what we will get in return will be eternal.Eternal life.
第三，这个婴孩被称为永在的父。
Thirdly, this child is called everlasting father.
圣经特别用父母跟儿女的关系来形容上帝跟他百姓的关系。
The Bible always uses the relation between parents and the children to describe the relation between man and God.
他表达一个父母亲对孩子的关爱。
It shows the care, the love,
怜悯
to their children, mercy,
保护
protection,
甚至是管教
sometimes even discipline.
刚吃饭的时候
just a few moments ago, we only ate downstairs.
心里就挖了一口饭。
心里 put a spoon of food.
So Emily, 赶快，这是妈妈做的饭，你吃看看。
Emily, come here. This is the mom made this for you. Try it.
为什么
？Why?
因为当母亲的希望她的孩子可以吃一个以前没有吃过的东西。
The mother as a mother, she wanted her daughter to try something she never tried before.
很多时候，我们聚会结束的时候，父母亲都跟小孩说：“赶快窗外那外面很冷。”
A lot of times when the weather was cold after this worship service, parents always warn the children to put on coat because it was very cold outside.
为什么
？Why?
因为父母亲对孩子一个保护的爱。
It's parents that want to protect their children.
当然，孩子晚上因为做噩梦起来哭的时候，父母亲会愿意去抱着他安慰他。
When your child wakes up from nightmare, the parents will not hesitate to go there to help your child.
当你的孩子犯了错的时候，你会教导他、管教他、责备他，因为不希望他走错了人生的道路。
When you make a mistake, you will criticize your kid or even discipline your kid. The reason for that is you don't want your child.
圣经用父亲描写上帝的形象，因为圣经要让我们知道，在上帝里面我们有。安全感。
In the Bible, use the Father as the image of God because you want us to see in God we have protection.
圣经里面表达安全感，一个最重要的方式就是告诉我们，上帝寻找失丧。
The best way to experience this safety is through God's.Pursuing of his lost sheep.
这本圣经从一开始就在传扬一个上帝寻找人的故事。
From very beginning, the Bible tells the story how God is looking for his lost sheep.
当第一个人类犯罪开始躲藏之后，是上帝问说：“你在哪里？”
When the first man Adam when he sinned.When he tried to hide from God, it was God who called out his name, Adam, where are you?
难道上帝不晓得亚当在哪里吗？
Do you think God didn't know where about Adam?
上帝当然知道。
Of course, he knew.
但上帝的问话揭开了整个圣经救恩的篇章。
And what God said here started the story of hope God to reveal his salvation for men.
上帝寻找的故事从旧约一直到新约。
Looking for his lost sheep started from Old Testament to the Old New Testament.
而这个婴孩的来临是上帝寻找人的高峰。
This birth of the child is ultimate climate of the God's working for His people.
圣经说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得
For God so loved this world that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣自己也说，他来是奉差遣找回那羊圈之外的。
Jesus said He came, He was sent to look for the sheep outside the pen.
在我们当中有许多可能还不认识耶稣，不认识这位上帝的。
Amongst here, I'm sure there's still people who still walking, still waiting, still have not believed yet.
当今天在我们当中跟我们一同来做这个圣诞夜的特别聚会的时候，
When you come here to spend night with us to celebrate the birth of Christ,
上帝在寻找你。
But God is working for you.
上帝在向你发出那永远生命的呼召。
That God offering you this hope of eternal life.
上帝盼望你可以得着这个永远生命的应许。
God wants you to grasp this promise of eternal life.
上帝盼望你可以经验那将来复活的盼望。
That God wants you to experience this life of resurrection.
最后，这个婴孩被称作是和平的君。
This child is called Prince of Peace.
和平这个字在圣经最基本的意义就是一个整全、完全、完满的意思。
In the Bible, the peace also means this, like a completeness.
有时候他形容一个人 to die in peace.
When you say a man dies in peace,
他完整的过完上帝所赐给他的一生。
He died in the completion of the life given by God.
有时候和平这个字描写人跟人之间的和睦，没有纷乱，没有战争。
Peace sometimes also used to describe the relationship among men. There's no war, no conflict.
而最重要的和平在形容人跟上帝之间的关系是和好。
When there's reconciliation between man and God, this is also called peace.
甚至可以得到上帝丰盛的恩惠。
You will get abundant blessing from God.
所以有时候教会里面我们彼此的问安说平安。
When we greet each other saying peace to each other.
我们祝愿对方身体的安康。
We care about their well-being of their physical needs.
我们也祝福彼此的人际关系康乐。
We also wish the harmonious and good relationship between our sisters and brothers.
更重要的是，我们祝愿人跟上帝有一个和睦的关系。
We also wish they have a good relationship with God.
而耶稣来就是要带来人跟上帝之间和睦的关系。
He came for this peace between man and God.
圣经说，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Through his punishment, we receive peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Through his suffering, we are healed.
上帝透过耶稣基督在十字架上的血，要成就人跟神之间和平的工作。
God has accomplished the reconciliation to man and God through the shedding of His blood on the cross.
耶稣被称为和平之君，其实代表一个很重要的事实。
Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. That reveals a real reality.
人跟上帝是冲突。
There's a conflict between man and God.
人跟上帝是对立的。
There's a war between man and God.
人是要承受上帝愤怒的刑罚。
Man have to face the wrath of God.
但是这位耶稣透过他自己。
But this Jesus through himself.
他的牺牲。
His sacrifice.
他的代赎。
His atonement.
他替我们承受上帝愤怒的刑罚，让我们可以跟上帝和好。
He took the wrath of God so we can be reconciled with God.
耶稣成为人跟上帝中间的一个中间人。
Jesus becomes the mediator between man and God.
圣经把叫做中保。
He's an unconscious leader.
今天我们家里面小孩子吵架了，父母亲会出面去调解当和事了。
When there's a fight between my kids, parents have become a peacemaker.
今天我们在社会里面人跟人冲突了，我们会用法官按照法律来做一个好的仲裁。
When in the society when man has a problem with each other, we have judge we can judge which one who says right and which one is wrong.
但是当人跟上帝冲突
，When man has a conflict with God.
当人面对上帝无穷的愤怒的时候。
When men are facing the endless wrath of God,
唯有这耶稣可以代替我们承担一切的刑罚。
There's only one mediator.
平息上帝的愤怒。
Only one person who can appeal God's anger.
让我们再次的与神平安和好。
And bring peace and with God.
真孩究竟是谁？
One child is this.
如果今天我们来到教会，我们今天在这个各个社会的角落庆祝圣诞，只是一个礼物的交换。
If we come here to celebrate Christmas or anywhere else, just for exchanging gifts,
只是在那边唱唱歌
，or sing these popular Christmas songs,
或是一些看的表演
，or see a performance,
或是吃个饭
，or have a feast.
我们没有真正的掌握圣诞节的意义。
Then we will miss the true essence of Christmas.
圣诞节其实提醒我
们 ，Christmas reminds us，
在人世间的痛苦、忧愁、悲哀当中，有一个盼望。
Among the suffering, sadness, and all this, yeah.
因着这个婴孩的来临。
We have hope because of the birth of this child.
过去受痛苦的不再看见幽暗。
Who suffered will not see the shadow of death.
过去被藐视的要得到荣耀。
Who humiliated will see a glory.
过去在黑暗当中的要看到真光。
Those who walk in darkness will see the true light.
和过去哀哭的要欢喜快乐。
Those who weep will receive comfort and joy.
而我们可以得到这一切，是因为这婴孩降生在这个历史的时空当中。
Because of the birth of this child into this world, we can have this hope of obtaining all this.
因为他来为我们付上死亡的代价。
He paid by the through his life.
真正的圣诞是指向那凶杀的十字架。
This Christ, this birth, this Christmas.Point to the cross.
耶稣诞生的目的是为了为你我付上死亡的救赎。
The price, the birth of the child is for paying the price of death for all of us.
人世间所能够得到真正的平安，必须建立在耶稣基督的牺牲之上。
The true peace we can have in this world is only came through.Jesus Christ.
这婴孩是谁
？What child is this?
他是呼吁我们信靠真神的智慧谋事。
He asked us to trust the true wisdom of this wonderful counselor.
他是为我们死而复活，给我们来生盼望的全能上帝。
He died, but he also resurrected.Giving hope to all of our children is eternal life.
他是那从天而降寻找失散灵魂的父亲。
He's the Father who sent from highest heaven come to this world looking for the lost sheep.
他是牺牲自己，以平上帝愤怒，让我们与神和好的君王。
He sacrificed his life to satisfy God's wrath.
这婴孩究竟是谁
？What child is this？
他是我们的盼望。
He's our hope.